Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Friday morning, you are about to be so sick of hearing from candidates running for governor and U.S. Senate in the state of Michigan, but there are two huge races. And we're going to be talking about it a lot next week up on Mackinac Island at the Mackinac Policy Conference. I had kind of thought that we'd be talking to Mike Duggan up there, but he dropped out of the race yesterday. Joining us right now to talk about these races, particularly the Senate race, but I want to start by talking about Mike Duggan and the governor's race. Michigan-based political strategist, commentator, founder of the Make Politics Local Again movement, host of the James Dixon podcast. James Dixon. James, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Were you surprised when Mike Duggan dropped out yesterday?
You know, I thought Mike Duggan might lose, but I thought he would have the heart to stick it out. I'm getting word from insiders that Mike Duggan just really hates mayflies. Didn't want to make the trip to Mackinac Island, and that was what drove the whole thing.
Well, his poll numbers were not good, and he said he didn't see a path forward in terms of fundraising and trying to make some inroads there.
But that all could have been predicted from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And so we're told two very different stories about Mike Duggan, where on one hand, we're told that Mike Duggan is a genius of politics, wrote the book on politics, but you couldn't predict that it would be tough to raise money and run as an independent. You're out by Memorial Day. And then he's talking, you know, recently he was talking about, oh my God, I have to raise 30,000 signatures when the real number was 12,000.
Huh.
And so the narrative of Mike Duggan, who's a master of his domain, is at odds with the facts of Mike Duggan, who will say whatever it takes and doesn't really have his story straight.
Hmm. What do you think's at play there? Why do you think that he dropped out?
I think he should have run as a Democrat to begin with.
Yeah.
I think Mike Duggan is a Democrat, and the problem is when you leave the party, it's like trying to leave the mafia and run as an independent against the mafia. Like, it's blood in, blood out. And so they treated him like a persona non grata. There's a lot of people. I mean, these are the people who say blue no matter who. So when you leave blue for white, that leaves you without them. And I think it was made clear to Mike Duggan that your name would be mud going forward the next 10, 20 years of your life were you to stick this out and go the route of Theodore Roosevelt and be the third party candidate who messes up the math.
The primary is not till August, but do you think this is going to be Jocelyn Benson versus John James?
I think it's shaping up that way if you believe the polls. I think Mike Cox, you know, the two-time attorney general, is still a very alluring option. Like Benson, he's a two-time statewide elected official. I would never count Mike Cox out, but I do think it is going to be one of those two, John James or Mike Cox, versus Jocelyn Benson.
On the Senate side, you had some things to say about Mallory McMorrow in a column that you wrote for the Michigan Enjoyer this past week. You basically say she's a carpetbagger. She came in here from elsewhere and doesn't really have the best interests of Michigan at heart. Talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. We talked about this also on the James Dixon podcast, and it was called Mallory McMorrow is a Walking Red Flag. And I argue that just like Jocelyn Benson, who is a Pittsburgh woman who now wants to be our governor, you have McMorrow, born and raised in New Jersey, who came here from California. McMorrow came to Michigan to be a politician. You come in August 2016, and by the 2018 election, you're running for office. And so she came here to be a politician. Her one accomplishment as a Michigan lawmaker is a red flag law that could disarm legal gun owners without even the benefit of due process, where that owner gets to participate. And so Mallory McMorrow is not a neighbor of ours. She is a missionary who's come to change Michigan because she thinks we live wrong.
And why is that a problem? Why is it a problem for somebody to come here from another state and run for office?
I think it's the aspect of changing it. Why are you coming, right? Mm-hmm. When Stephen T. Mason, I mean, this is a guy who had connections to our founding fathers, right? When a guy like that comes to Michigan in its infancy, it makes sense. that you'd want to have a connection between the newest state and some of our very first states. But 190 years in, we need neighbors. We need partners in the future, not people who try to make Michigan more like the places they fled. If you like California, stay in California. Don't try to turn Michigan into California.
Make politics local again. Tell us a little bit more about that movement.
Yeah, so Paul, I'm a Republican, and basically Make Politics Local Again is an attempt to answer the question of how do Republicans win in the post-Donald Trump era? Like him or don't like him, or you're over him, Donald Trump's name will never appear on another ballot again. And so how do you prepare for the post-Trump world? And I believe the best method is to make politics local again. Talk about the facts on the ground in your state, in your community. Talk about what happened to Michigan and who drove Michigan into the ditch. And if you do that, you take the focus off of Washington onto Michigan, because 2026 is a state election, not a federal election.
I asked you this question on the governor's side, who's likely to be the two nominees. What do you think on the Senate side? Who do you think the two nominees are going to be there?
You know, we know it's going to be Mike Cox on the Republican side, so he has so many advantages he did not have in 2024.
Mike Rogers.
Cleared field. Mike Rogers, yeah, right. Full coffers, cleared field. Mike Rogers is way ahead of where he was in 24. The problem is he's up against three Democrats who all have their own strengths. I think Mallory McMorrow, a month ago, people would have said, I don't want to face McMorrow, because she had a star quality. That has faded with her goofy antics, with the carpetbagger stuff. She's not one of us, and I think we all know that now. So then you look at Haley Stevens, who, if nothing else, Haley is pure Michigan. Mm-hmm. She's awkward in the way we're awkward. She's folksy in the way we are folksy. I mean, she's just sent from central casting, and I think a lot of ways you could attack her might come off as mean-spirited. So you have to write the book on Haley Stevens. It hasn't been written. And then you have Abdul El-Sayed, who is a fake doctor. He's never practiced as a doctor. He's never held a job longer than 3 years. He comes and goes. So I think the way you attack him is saying he's a career nomad with no real roots. He's always looking to the next thing without finishing his current thing. So the one I fear most is Haley. The one I think is the weakest is Mallory. And Abdul is a curveball or a knuckleball. He's not going to be as easy to hit.
It's going to be an interesting race, no doubt about it. Both those races, Governor and Senate. James Dixon, I appreciate your time this morning. Where can people find the James Dixon podcast?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. We're on Substack, James Dixon Podcast at Substack, Spotify, and YouTube. And thank you so much, Paul.
All right. Look forward to talking again. Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
Take care.